Good morning. This is Ross Recker reporting from the Ag Masters Conference here in Champaign, Illinois. With us, we have Emerson Nassinger, professor and extension agronomist here at the University of Illinois. I have just a couple questions for him. In your presentation, you mentioned when you started in the agriculture industry, you thought you'd never see corn yields as high as they are today. Looking back, what yields did you expect to see in 2009?
Well, if you go back into the early 80s, and we had had some good years and some not so good years, but we still thought that yields of 150 and 170 and in that range were pretty good yields. And I guess if someone had said, well, by 2004 is when we actually set our yield record for Illinois of 180 bushels per acre, that the state would average that, we would have said, well, that's not very likely to happen. And I think it is a testament to the better hybrids that we have, and there's also some weather factors, and we've really had a stretch of pretty good weather for the last 12 or 13 years, with in some places not so good, but on average pretty good, and that's a part of it as well. But, you know, these are the kinds of yields that that we used to think were high yields and now have become low yields for many of our higher yield producers, and I guess it's always a little bit of a surprise when you could remember that that happened.
Your presentation is about the possibility of ever reaching 300 bushel corn. If we were ever to reach the 300 bushel corn on an average, you mentioned we would need 33 inches of available water. Do you think this would require irrigation?
Well, that's a good question. I think in order to, if we don't see some kind of real climate change that would bring us more rain than we're getting now, our average rainfall in Illinois is in the mid-30s inches per year. Our soils can store a fair amount of that. When you get it, when it comes really hard, some of it runs off and runs down the river, of course. So it's never timed in a way that the soil can store all of that and make it available to the crop, or besides what the crop gets during the season. But certainly our good Illinois soils are one of the reasons why we have high corn yields and why we can get good yields even if we have short dry periods during the season. More irrigation, it's an interesting question. I think that the economics of irrigation has to work out. We've had some irrigation systems put in Illinois that really haven't run very much in the last 10 years, and those turn into pretty poor investments. I mean, it doesn't mean it was a bad investment when you started it, but it's sort of like insurance that never pays off, I guess. Just the logistics and getting water everywhere and getting enough to do that means, you know, would mean some massive projects in a state like Illinois. And it's the climate's going to have to change quite a bit, I think, before we find that that's a good idea to try to irrigate lots more acres.
Okay, you mentioned in your presentation that corn-soybean rotation, it might be an advantage that might becoming less significant. If the corn-on-corn does become more prevalent, how will this lack of rotation affect disease problems?
Well, we've worried a lot over the years. At one time, corn after corn wasn't really thought to be possible. This was back in the mixed farming days when a lot of our nitrogen had to come from, say, a legume, a clover, or an alfalfa field after we plowed it up. After World War II and the widespread availability of nitrogen fertilizer, then it became possible, not necessarily easy or as high yielding, but we certainly learned that we can grow corn after corn in the same field every year. And some people have done that on some fields in Illinois for 30 or 40 years. In many cases, they're hauling manure on that and helping keep the nutrient levels high that way. But the fact that we have high yields today means that we have more residue out there. Residue is a little bit of an issue in keeping corn yields high, but it's not one that we can't deal with, and a lot of people deal with it with tillage. I do think that corn after soybean, averaged over everything, years and fields, is going to be a little bit more stable in yield than corn after corn yields. And we still see some of that. We don't have all of our data from this year, but farmers have reported, certainly starting last spring, that their corn after corn just never looked as good as their corn after soybean. And when we see that, sometimes that translates into yield differences. Sometimes it doesn't. But it's certainly not a surprise to us anymore to see corn after corn yields be almost as high or even as high as corn after soybean yields.
And if genetics provide us the ability for 300 bushel an acre corn, do you ever foresee it becoming economically feasible?
Well, that's a question. If the genetics allow us to do that, that means that you're still going to have to get a good water supply, good temperatures and sunlight in order to grow the crop to meet that, reach that potential. Irrigated deserts are always a good place to grow a corn crop because you can get sunshine every day and you can choose the time when the temperatures are reasonably good, and then water supply is not a problem. As we raise these yields, it's just sort of a simple fact that given the variability we expect to exist in rainfall patterns over the years, that we're making ourselves a little bit more vulnerable to these changes in weather from year to year. I go back to the time back 50 to 80 years ago when 40 or 50 bushel corn was considered a pretty good corn yield. It wasn't really that variable over years because you always had enough water to produce that much yield, and people adjusted their plant populations accordingly. Today, if we're going to put high plant populations out there, even with the best hybrids, I saw the term the other day, a climate-proof hybrid, and I thought that was an interesting one, but a little bit of a fantasy at this point. I don't think that we're ever going to have a corn crop that can do what it does and produce 300 bushel, no matter how much it rains or how much the sun shines.
All right, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Once again, this is Ross Recker reporting from the Ag Masters Conference in Champaign, Illinois.